This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United Nations is facing three resolutions on the worsening humanitarian situation in Ukraine after Russia decided to call for a vote on its Security Council resolution that makes no mention of its attack on its smaller neighbor. The General Assembly is scheduled to start considering two rival resolutions, one supported by Ukraine and Western nations, that makes clear Russia is responsible for the escalating humanitarian crisis, and the other, sponsored by South Africa, that doesn't mention Russia. The Security Council has scheduled a vote on the Russian resolution after its meeting on Wednesday. U.S. President Joe Biden departs Wednesday on a four-day trip where he will meet with allies during a long day of meetings in Brussels on Thursday. NATO, the European Union, and the Group of Seven Nations are all holding summits that day. Biden on Friday is scheduled to continue on to Poland, which has been on the front lines of a growing refugee crisis as millions of people flee the fighting in Ukraine. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says President Biden will meet with allies in Belgium and Poland. And while the Kyiv city administration says Russian forces shelled the Ukrainian capital overnight and early Wednesday morning, damaging buildings in two districts, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says there are indications Ukrainian forces are going on offense more than before. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has denied that Russia's invasion has stalled. And the FBI is warning it has seen increased interest by Russian hackers in energy companies since the start of Russia's war against Ukraine, though it is offering no indication that a specific cyber attack is planned. This is VOA News. In a surprise decision, the hardline leadership of Afghanistan's new rulers has decided against opening educational institutions to girls beyond grade six, a Taliban official said Wednesday on the first day of Afghanistan's new school year. The latest setback for girls' education is certain to receive widespread condemnation from the international community that has been urging the Taliban leaders to open schools and give women their right to public space. The unexpected decision came late on Tuesday as Afghanistan's education ministry prepared for the new year opening of school, which was expected to herald the return of girls to school. A statement by the ministry earlier in the week urged all students to come to school. The search for clues into why a Chinese commercial jetliner dove suddenly and crashed into a mountain in southern China was suspended Wednesday as rain slickened the debris field and filled the red dirt gash formed by the plane's fiery impact. Earlier, searchers had used hand tools, drones, and sniffer dogs under rainy conditions to comb the heavily forested slopes for the flight data and cockpit voice recorders, as well as any human remains. Crews also worked to pump water from the pit created when the plane hit the ground, but their efforts were suspended around mid-morning because small landslides were possible on the steep, slick slopes. New Zealand will remove many of its COVID-19 pandemic mandates over the next 2 weeks as an outbreak of the Omicron variant begins to wane. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Wednesday that people will no longer need to be vaccinated to visit places like retail stores, restaurants, and bars from April 4th. Gone too will be a requirement to scan QR barcodes at those venues. A vaccine mandate will be scrapped for some workers, including teachers, police officers, and waiters, though it will continue for health care and aged care workers, border workers, and corrections officers. Also gone from Friday is a limit on outdoor crowds of 100 that will allow some concerts and big sporting events like marathons to resume. An indoor limit of 100 people will be raised to 200 and could later be removed altogether. Remaining in place is a requirement that people wear masks in many enclosed spaces, including in stores, on public transport, for children aged 8 and over, and in school classrooms. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.